Welcome back to Daycare Diaries. Thank you all for listening. I'm going to keep it brief. I'm not going to keep you guys on long. I just wanted to get on and get some stuff off my chest. I'm going to do video diaries very soon. I'm not even going to wait because I've been doing my research and watching a lot of other people go live and do their videos. They don't even be caring how they're looking on there. And so I feel like it's my diary. When you're writing in your diary, you're not caring about anybody looking at it or wanting to read it or what they see, because nobody should be reading it anyway, because it's your thoughts and it's how I feel and how I look. So I'm just gonna get on and talk. So next week I'll do a video and end the podcast. But anyway, I came on to talk about labor shortage. I read something on Market Match news. It says labor shortage is holding back growth for small businesses across the country. The small index, business index falls for the first time this year over growing labor and inflation worries. That's something that I've spoken about in previous podcasts. The numbers, small business owners are saying that they're losing sales because they can't find enough people to fill open jobs. And now rising inflation is adding to those worries. A closely followed small business index fell slightly in May to mark the first decline of the year. In May, which is literally just last month. The National Federation of Independent Businesses, the index slipped by a few points. And 48% of small business could not fill open jobs. And that's mostly because a lot of people can't offer higher pay. Because they don't have the money. Even with the grants and loans, they just are using it, have to use that to recover from COVID, backed up on bills. They still can't offer a higher pay to their workers, to their employees. It's very hard to do. If a small business owner could hire more workers to take care of sales, customers, it would, to take care of customers, sales would be higher and get closer to pre-COVID levels. And the same thing with daycare. If I could hire two more employees to work alongside of me, then I would be getting closer to pre-COVID levels. Me right now, I'm on a break because I got so burnt out. I worked for most of COVID. I think I was closed for two or three months during COVID. And then I was back open again. And then I've been open for, until this month. I literally just closed for the summer to give myself a break. And actually been thinking about, dang, do I really want to go back to it? Because it's been such a stressful thing. But I now have time to think about how I can strategize, how I can do things differently in the event that when I do open back up in September or I do go back into daycare in September, I have time to now think about different strategies and different ways I can go about hiring. I can work on putting things aside so that I can pay employees to come in and help me, because that's a big thing. I'm burnt out, literally got burnt out because I'm doing everything. I'm wearing so many hats. I'm dealing with the social emotional needs of the children coming in, not only just the ones that I have, but the new ones coming in. I do still recommend that if you are going to help the children who are now starting in the daycare center, now that their parents are going back to work, you don't try to, I don't suggest you take on any more than you can handle. But if you can get resources to come in and help you, I would dock for tots. You know, I did a meeting with the lady. She's very nice. I don't know if they're going to give you the same person, but from the consultant that I did speak to, she was very nice. And the resources seem like they would be very helpful for you, your center, and the children there. So if you can, and you are taking on those children, I would, look into that. And I will also keep in mind that taking a break is not quitting. It's okay to take a break and step away from it. I think you can stop as many times as you want, as long as you don't quit. And I feel like that's where I'm at right now. At first, I was feeling a little bit defeated by the burnout, because I was like, I don't care how tired I, at first it's like more so, I don't care how tired I get. I'm just going to keep going because this is my dream. And if I quit, everybody's going to look at me like, oh, I'm quitting. I have so much to prove to everybody else. But, and being there, physically being there, but mentally checking out. Like, after a certain time, you know, of course you're there for the children, and mentally you're there for the children and the parents present during your workday. But at the end of the day, so burnt out, I couldn't think about anything else. So how do I think about other streams of income? How do I think about expansion for my business if I can't, at the end of the day, my brain and my body is so burnt out, I can't think about nothing else. I don't even want to. So, and that's for 2 years. That's from 2019, 2020, and now 2021. Doing that constantly, consistently, just going through different staff members and trying to make it work myself and doing payroll and doing this and that. It's just, after a while, you get burned out. And there's nothing wrong with taking a break when you get start to feel that way. And that's just for me, because I had started taking, I think, last summer, because of COVID, those few months I had off was the first summer that I had off a daycare. This summer would have been, this is my second summer, and it's not something that I really wanted to do, but I know that I needed it, because I would have been doing a disservice to the children and the parents had I stayed open, because I was feeling myself getting to the point where I couldn't provide the quality service that they needed or deserved, and I didn't feel like I could continue to put them. I couldn't put them in that predicament. Of course, anytime their child was in my care, they were saved. They were nurtured. I was consistent with my lessons. Any observations or any thing I need to speak to parents about, I was always consistent with. I would never put a child in harm's way, no matter, you know, how burnt out I was. However, I did need to take a break. So that's where I'm at right now with it. And I just wanted to come on and kind of vent about it and talk about it. And just, you know, for anybody listening, just let them know, if you need a break, take it. And don't let anybody make you feel like you're quitting or you're weak for doing that, or you're less of a person for doing that, because nobody's in your shoes. And if you're not mentally stable to deal with certain things, all you're going to do is keep beating yourself up more and more and more. And it's really no need. Take a break. Take your time. Take a mental break. Take a physical break. Even if you don't go on vacation, you don't go out to eat, you don't do anything, even if you just lay in the bed or you just play video games all day, do something for yourself. Step away from it, but go back. Don't give up completely. Go back. And that's all I wanted to say. I'll actually see you guys on the next one, because I'm going to do a video diary. Not next week, Wednesday. It'll be Thursday. I'll do a video diary, and you guys get to see how my first video diary goes. And now I get to think about how to expand my podcast, because I'm not so into the daycare. So, like, again, y'all stay safe. COVID is still out there. Mask up. Y'all stay safe. I'll see you on the next one. Thank you for listening.